our public library is the sixth busiest library in the country because people here use it so heavily, and we try to meet their needs by having the books and movies they want when they want them.
Were you surprised by the ranking? I thought it was a little shocking that Cincinnati and the Cuyahoga system up in Cleveland were both in the top 10.
I was not surprised because for the last several years, we've been in the top 10, and we've been consistently moving up. We were eighth and then seventh, and now this year sixth. So I was not surprised.
Tell me a little bit about the per capita use. That ranks the Cincinnati Public Library as the highest in the country.
Well, it ranks as the highest for libraries serving a population of 800,000 or more. I'm sure there are some very heavily used libraries in smaller communities. But the per capita use really talks about how many items each person in our community borrows each year. And obviously, the people in Hamilton County are using their library very heavily for us to get that number of use.
And that was more than 21 items per person?
Yes, it's more than 21 items per person. Maybe we can get to 22 or 23 this year.
What new technologies are you using to reach out to the public?
Primarily things like email. Rather than doing print publications that we would post at a branch library, we would put it on our website or send it directly to our cardholders by their email address. And that lets us get right into their inbox and not depend on them noticing it when they visit one of our locations.
And what about e-books and movies, DVDs, music? You really supply everything. Are you seeing an increase across the board?
Well, the area that we saw the largest increase in last year, and that's consistent so far this year, is with the digital items. So that could be an e-book, it could be a downloadable music, it could be a streaming movie. And last year that increase was 48.5%. It's still a fairly small portion of our overall use, but it is our fastest growing area.
Explain how the e-books work for Luddites like me. You can actually check out an electronic version of a book, and do you even have to return the book? How does it work?
You don't have to return it. It just disappears from your reader when your loan period is up. So the great thing is, no fines.
So you download the book, you read it at your leisure, and then you don't have to even come back to the library.
In fact, you don't have to come to the library to download it. As long as you are someplace with internet access and you have a library card, you can download that from any place, anytime.
Seems like it's something out of Star Trek to somebody like me. What do you see in the future of the library? Will we ever see a day when everything is digitized and books may fall out of popularity?
We in the library profession thought that e-books might completely replace books at some point, but what we're really seeing is that people are using both formats in different settings. So if they're traveling, for example, they may download a lot of e-books, and other times they still like to read the physical book and hold the book. So we have not seen a drop in our book circulation last year. It was still up quite a bit. And what we see in the future is perhaps the smaller neighborhood branches like our model still being very popular with people who want to visit a library that's close to where they work or live.
You can find out how to get more information about the sixth busiest library in the nation on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kim Fender, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.